We recently spoke with fair and events manager Haley Reese about all the new amenities, the facility upgrades and updates that have been done since last year, and this brand new schedule for the fair.
Talk about what has been happening over the winter and spring since the 2023 Hancock County Fair.
We are super excited to reveal the new Junior Fair building. So in years past, everyone knows that the Junior Fair board has been housed in a storage trailer located next to the Senior Fair office. Mm-hmm. That trailer has been removed, and what many consider to be the old poultry building has been converted into a office space for the Junior Fair Board. So not only does it give the Junior Fair Board a brand new building, but it puts them right in the heartbeat of the fair. They will be easy to access. They can get to every building that they need to and the show arenas and be present amongst the vendors and fairgoers. It is a beautiful facility. In the off season, so outside of the fair, we are going to have that building available as a free rental space for youth organizations. So think FFA, 4-H, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. It's certainly not limited to those organizations, but we are excited to be able to offer that as a free meeting space for youth organizations. It will also be a rental space for any of the shows or perennial events, renters, etc., that visit the fairgrounds that would like to use that as a rental space for their shows. And since the old Junior Fair trailer is no longer in its location, we have moved the paging booth, porta patio, picnic tables. We're going to have sunshades and party lights, and we're going to have a really beautiful relaxation patio area situated in between the Merchants Building and the Senior Fair Office for fairgoers and renters to enjoy all year round. Hancock County Farm Bureau is sponsoring a beautiful, gigantic mural that is going to wrap the wall around the Merchants Building. Our bathroom remodel,
okay.
New floors, new dividers, new paint. They are beautiful. They are fabulous. Then directly after the fair, we will be channeling some of our other funds that we received in past years, such as the ARP grant, to add a shower house onto the back of that restroom directly next to the grandstand. So by the 2025 rental season and the 2025 fair, everyone can experience a brand new shower house and those renovated restrooms as well. So I'm really excited for everyone to see the fairgrounds if they haven't already.
Yeah.
When it comes to the fair and just everything that has happened, a lot of things have happened in 2024.
Yeah.
And I know I keep saying I'm excited, but I truly am excited that we've been able to accomplish as many things as we have. And the fairgrounds is looking completely different, and
yeah,
we really love that.
Well, and especially considering the fact that a few years ago, you know, there was no fair, and there were a lot of question marks, mm-hmm. and, you know, who knows what's going to happen, and so on. And obviously, quite the influx of funds via grants and various monies that have come in. I mean, how incredibly valuable has that been to come, especially at this time, to facilitate all of these improvements?
It's been so instrumental. It's, as you said, it's crazy to think that just a couple few years ago, we were all homebound.
Yeah.
And now we are flourishing. These grant opportunities are available that are kind of once in a lifetime, so to speak. We've also been fortunate that the fairgrounds has really picked up foot traffic as far as rentals. So instead of, a lot of people think of the Hancock County Fairgrounds, or really any fairgrounds in general, as just a 1 week a year place to go,
mm-hmm.
just for the county fair.
Yeah.
But the Hancock County Agricultural Society and their fairgrounds is really fortunate that it is a 52-week a year operation, and we are very unique in that aspect, and it allows us to do things all year round, and it doesn't just sit. It welcomes people all year round.
By the way, speaking of that 1 week a year for the Hancock County Fair, there is a bit of a change to the fair schedule this year. It'll actually be starting on Tuesday before Labor Day rather than Wednesday before Labor Day.
That is correct. Tuesday, August 27th, we will kick off the Hancock County Fair. That moves our opening ceremonies to Monday evening. Mm-hmm. We do have all of the daily and evening schedules posted for people to view so they know what's going on when. And then Monday, Labor Day, will be a free day to attend the fair. And everything will be released by noon. So the feature of the day will be the livestock sale. That is really going to be the focus of that day. And the idea of adding the extra day to the fair was everybody knows the last day rush of Labor Day.
Right.
Everyone's, you know, kids start school the next day and it's really just exhausting. So by pushing the fair back a day, we were hoping that that would really help everybody out, get everyone home a little earlier, be able to prepare for the next school day and have a great year.
Yeah. By the way, tickets are on sale for the Hancock County Fair.
Correct. Those are available. So you can go onto the website and purchase tickets so you can get those anytime.
Again, Haley Reese is Fair and Events Manager with us this morning. Haley, thanks very much for the update.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're certainly looking forward to it. Again, our conversation with Hancock County Fair and Events Manager Haley Reese.